Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, I've done a number of videos recently on autistic women, on women who are high on the autism spectrum, and these are particularly interesting because A, they are relatively rare, and B, they are heavily undiagnosed. So females with autism have a greater tendency than males with autism to sort of slip through the net and not get diagnosed and thus not get the help they need. And so it's a very interesting phenomenon. And one phenomenon that's come to my attention about them, which I thought was quite interesting and I'd like to tell you about, is delayed menarche among females who are autistic or who are high on the autism spectrum. In other words, there is some evidence that females who have Asperger's or high-functioning autism are more likely to start their periods, to have their first period later than are controls. And this was reported in a paper a few years ago called Age of Menarche in Females with Autism Spectrum Conditions. Now, what they found was that, first of all, it's puberty is difficult for girls that have autism, and one third of autistic girls experience an aggravation, a worsening of symptoms after they enter puberty. But anyway, the study looked at 38 females with a mean age of 31 and asked either them, in the case of high-functioning autistics, or their mothers, in the case of low-functioning autistics, to remember when they had their first period. Now, 23 of these women were diagnosed as having Asperger's, two of these women were diagnosed as having high-functioning autism, and the rest were diagnosed as having classical autism, or what used to be called low-functioning autism. The design was such that, of course, because there can be ethnic differences in the age of puberty, all of the people involved were white, and they excluded any females that had any condition that might interfere with their age of menarche, such as a hormonal condition, such as diabetes, such as anorexia, or anything like that. And then they compared them to a control group. And what they found was, first of all, there were three females in the autistic sample who had very late menarche, i.e. they didn't have their first period until they were 20 years old. And that even putting that aside, the average age of menarche was older among the autistic females. It was over 13 among the autistic females compared to 12 among the control group. And of course, that does interesting things at the tail. If the average age of an autistic that has her first period, autistic girl, is 13, then you're going to get more girls that are 14 or 15 or 16 or 17 or 18 or whatever, a minority, but still more compared to what you would get among non-autistic females. So they definitely have later menarche. They definitely go through their first period at an older age. Why is this the case? Well, the study looks at a number of possible reasons. First of all, it's simply there is some evidence that autism is partly a reflection of exposure to testosterone. Autism is a masculinizing condition. It masculinizes the body and it masculinizes the brain. So people with autism in general are more masculinized on various measures than would be the case in general. And so they argued that, that this is certainly the case when you expose rhesus monkeys to testosterone in utero. What you find is late menarche. What you find is a low 2D-4D ratio, so that is to say hands that are less feminine, where the difference between the index of this finger here and this finger here is smaller, which is a sign of masculinization, and the female rhesus monkeys engage in more masculinized play. So this would of course imply that that is indeed an element of it, that it's something to do with prenatal exposure to testosterone causes females to be more autistic, and it also causes females to have delayed menarche. A second possibility, and this is more speculative, is simply stress. Autism is comorbid with a number of conditions, such as anxiety and depression in particular. Autistics experience the world as this very difficult and chaotic place. They take in lots and lots of information, more than most people do. They are unable to filter out information. They are hyper aware. They have very, very strong senses. They are, you know, they have hypersensitivity to their surroundings, and they have a very, very strong desire, which others don't, to make sense of their surroundings, and can become very, very upset and anxious if they cannot make sense of their surroundings. And therefore, because of this, they can become extremely, they have a desire for structure and order, and they can become extremely obsessed with certain things, and they can find change for that reason, because of the way that they become overwhelmed by the degree to which they are overstimulated. They desire structure and order, and they really, really hate change and become very, very fearful of change. Now, this causes, is one of the reasons why autism is comorbid with anxiety and depression, because they can so easily become overwhelmed and thus depressed and anxious. Now, there is some evidence from research on carp that if carp are stressed when they are growing up, then they will go through puberty nature. So there's some evidence that elevated cortisol, that the stress hormone, delays puberty, and therefore, of course, it would delay menarche. Now, on the other hand, you could say, well, a person that is stressed, this would set you up for a fast life history strategy. You're stressed. It's an unstable yet easy environment. It's stressful. And so you're set up to go through puberty early because you can live fast, die young. That is true. But that has to be balanced with the fact that if you're very, very high in stress, then one of the elements of K strategy is simply growth. It's the balance between growth and investment in sex. And so what could happen is that growth is slowed down because of the high release of cortisol. And so you go through puberty later. And so that could be what's going on as well. It could be that these females are very high in stress. And so because they're high in stress, the cortisol level is too high. And because of that, they go through puberty. They go through menarche later. But either way, if that is what is going on. So if you have a daughter that is diagnosed with autism, or then she hasn't gone through puberty yet and she's 12, then what would it imply is, don't worry, she will eventually. She's going through it later because she's been diagnosed with autism. So I hope this helps, and goodbye!
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 PM UK time, 2 PM New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!